This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian officials say scores of civilians are killed or injured after a Russian missile strike hit a crowded shopping mall in the central city of Kremenchuk. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in a Telegram post Monday that the number of victims was, quote, unimaginable, citing reports that more than 1,000 civilians were inside at the time of the attack. Zelensky stressed the target presented no threat to the Russian army and had no strategic value. At least 11 people were dead and more than 40 wounded, according to the regional governor, who said that rescuers were continuing to comb the smoldering debris for more victims. The Russian strike carries echoes of attacks earlier in the war that caused large numbers of civilian casualties, such as one in March on a Mariupol theater where many civilians had holed up, killing an estimated 600, and another in April on a train station in eastern Kramatorsk that left at least 59 people dead. The U.S. lawmakers investigating the January 6, 2021 United States Capitol riot are calling a surprise hearing to present new evidence, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
That raises expectations of new bombshells, with the committee saying it wants to present recently obtained evidence. The panel received new footage of Donald Trump and his inner circle from a British filmmaker taken before and after the riot. It's unclear if that footage is tomorrow's subject, and a panel spokesman would not comment on the hearing's substance. There have been five hearings so far. At least two more were planned for July, with panel members saying they'd focus on domestic extremism who breached the Capitol and what Trump was doing at the time. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. South African authorities are seeking answers after 21 underage teenagers partying after the end of exams died in a mysterious weekend incident at a nightclub. The bodies of many of the victims were discovered by police lying on tables, slumped over chairs and couches, and sprawled on the dance floor of the club in the early hours of Sunday morning. Police said the ages of the dead teenagers ranged from 13 to 17, adding the investigation into the tragedy in the city of East London in Eastern Cape Province was ongoing and no cause of deaths had been established. But forensic samples are being sent to a laboratory to see if the victims ingested a poison or toxin. Jordan says a poisonous gas leak in the southern port city of Aqaba has killed at least 13 people and injured around 250. Video carried by state-run media outlets showed a crane hoisting a large tanker from a truck and then dropping it on the deck of a ship. An explosion of yellow smoke sends dock workers racing away. The Public Security Directorate says a gas tank sprung a leak Monday while being transported. It did not identify the contents of the tanker. Authorities urge people in nearby areas to stay inside and keep doors and windows closed. A judge has blocked New York City from letting non-citizens vote for mayor and other municipal offices, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
In January, New York became the first major U.S. city to grant widespread municipal voting rights to non-citizens, which would have allowed more than 800,000 to cast ballots in local elections, but not presidential, congressional, or state. Republicans challenged the measure as unconstitutional. A Staten Island judge agreed with the GOP, saying there is no statutory ability for the city to issue inconsistent laws permitting non-citizens to vote and exceed the authority granted to it by the state constitution. Julie Walker, New York.
Recapping our top story, Ukrainian officials say scores of civilians are feared killed or injured after a Russian missile strike hit a crowded shopping mall in the central city of Kremenchuk. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in a Telegram post Monday that the number of victims was unimaginable, citing reports that more than 1,000 civilians were inside at the time of the attack. Zelensky stressed the target presented no threat to the Russian army and had no strategic value. At least 11 people were dead and more than 40 wounded, according to the regional governor, who said that rescuers were continuing to comb the smoldering debris for more victims. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.